Good evening, gentlemen. This is Lady Vicarian, and tonight I am recording under a pile of blankets because it is so cold. It's very, very cold, and I've been doing my best not to get out of my bed at all today. I've had to go to the kitchen or the bathroom. I've just kind of carried all my blankets with me like some weird blanket monster. So I thought I would warm myself up with a few of my toys, because I haven't done any toy reviews, mostly because I have a box full of toys and I really don't need to buy more right now. But that doesn't mean I can't use them for you. Now, as always, I'm going to ask you to join me because, well, that's just hot. So find yourself somewhere comfortable to sit down or lay down, or stand up if that's your preference, and good on you if it is. As you may have noticed, I'm using my more natural voice. This is just you and I having a little fun together, so there'll be no characters, just me in all my raw chilliness, hopefully getting a little bit warmer. So, why don't you slide one of your hands between your legs? Stay closed for now. There is something wonderful about watching that lump grow under fabric. Especially if you know that you've made that happen. And I do intend to, by the time that this audio is finished at least. There we go. Do you have any idea what that does to me? Well, you're about to find out, because we are going to try out the Pikmin. Now, I did a toy review on this, which had me growling. I've had a little time to get used to it again. Now, let me just grab that. I may well team this up with Papa Smurf, but having just picked him up, it might well be like being bent over by Jack Frost at this point, so we'll see how that goes. I might just do it for the amusement factor. Don't stop rubbing. Just nice, slow, steady strokes. Give it a little squeeze too, not too hard. And I'm just going to lie back and spread open my thighs nice and wide, which means you get a very nice view of my little pussy. Do you like the view? Now here's the juxtaposition. My hands are very cold, but I can guarantee that it's nice and warm down here, so let's just see. Oh, that's a very nice dual sensation. You get that real chill, and then that, God, that's so hot. I just slid a finger inside, and oh, that's so warm. Oh. Take it out for me. Take your time. I'm in no rush. Oh, sweetheart. You do spoil me. Oh, stroke that cock for me, darling. Oh, I really do love watching you do that. I like to hear it, those subtle little sounds. Oh, but seeing your hand run up and down your cock to see it steadily hardening while I slip another finger inside, well, that, oh, that, my dear, is wonderful. So, let's see if this pigment can get me just a little bit warmer. I'm just going to tease first all around my pussy, just avoiding my clit. Give the base a little squeeze for me. Oh, that is beautiful. Oh, keep stroking. Oh. Now, when I went to the kitchen, it was very cold, and I came back, and my nipples were so hard, I swear to God they could cut glass. So let's see if I just slip a hand over my breast and just gently pinch it. Oh, again, you get another wonderful dual sensation. You get that little bit of pain that you get when your nipples are just so cold and hard. Oh, but there's that lovely little thrill of pleasure, and it feels good. Now I'm just going to move this little vibrating pigment to my clit. This little beast doesn't go half measures, but I know it's not going to be anywhere near as good as your hot tongue on my clit. Stroke a little faster. Don't be quiet. Moan for me. For me. It's not about a feeling of power. It's a feeling of satisfaction. Because I've made you feel good, and for me that's just... very long like this. Not when you're doing that. Oh, but I'll try. Oh, how good it would feel right now to have you under these covers. Oh, so warm. Those big hands between my thighs. Oh, pinching at my nipples. Well, maybe you'll be a little bit cruel and pinch them just a little bit harder. Just see how much I'd squeal. And your thick, hard cock pressing up against my ass. So warm. Squeeze it again. Give a nice firm pull of your hand all the way up. Oh, yes, moan for me, darling. Moan for me and you'll warm my little soul as well as my body. Because it just feels good to hear you enjoy yourself. Oh. Will you stroke it harder for me? Yes. Oh, you beautiful, beautiful man. Keep doing that. Oh, I love the way you look when you do that. And as you can tell, I've turned the pigment up a little. Now, we're going to introduce... and now, we're going to introduce... we're going to introduce... I can't words right now. This pigment up at this level. I'm going to introduce the Papa Smurf, who's not had much of a look in lately. Oh, this is gonna be cold. Okay. Fuck. that is cold. But if you keep stroking your cock like that, my darling, I'm hardly going to notice it. And once it's been all the way inside my wet little pussy, it's not going to stay cold for long. No. But just like the Pikmin, it's no comparison for your hot mouth. Fuck. This Smurf is... nothing to how your cock would feel moving inside me. That's it. Just move your hips. Slide that cock up into your hand. Fuck it nice and slow for me. That's it, a little faster. Faster, that's it. I want you to come with me when I'm ready. So I want you to get a nice grip of that cock. And I want you to think about fucking me. That's it. Yes. Don't stop. That's it. Keep bucking up into your hand. As you stroke yourself for me. Yes. Fuck. Just picture yourself pounding that nice hot little cunt. And oh god, it's so warm now. Yes. Oh god, yeah. That's it, fuck me. Imagine me straddling your lap as you fuck up into your hand. That's it. Oh.
inside me. Oh, oh, make me all hot inside. Oh, fuck. And then keep stroking. Keep fucking into that hand. Oh. Oh, because the more you do it, the harder I get, the closer. Oh, yes, keep doing that. You're going to make me come. Expected. Oh, fuck. Oh, I can tell that was a good one because I got my giggles. Oh. Well, my darling, I am warm. Very, very warm right now. Oh, thank you, my darling. That was definitely well worth the effort. And I really should do some more of these rambles. I kind of got stuck into the improvs, but oh, definitely going to be trying this again. Possibly not when it's so cold. Until then, thank you very much for listening, and I hope you have a wonderful night.